The world of streaming television is about to get more crowded. And didn't it feel crowded already? There's already Netflix and Hulu, of course, to name just a few. We'll add to those HBO Max, the new streaming service coming from Warner Media. There's also Disney's streaming service and Apple, which is getting deeper into content in a big way. So all kinds of new options, all at different prices. And if that's not confusing enough, some of the big TV series will be switching service. What's a TV watcher to do? And do we have enough time to watch all this? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I think I'm going to have to call you EW, you know, so I don't get confused. There's two Erics here, yeah, you know? We got to keep everything straight.
ED. So, ED, what I want to know is there enough time in the day to watch all this stuff?
Well, I have enough time because I get paid to do it.
For those who's not a full-time job.
I don't know about the average person. I mean, you know, ultimately, this is an outgrowth of our on-demand media culture. And it's not so much about having enough time to watch all this stuff. It's about being able to watch exactly what you want, exactly when you want to watch it. And I think that's one reason why there's consumer demand still for all these different streaming services.
But will there be an overload factor, or are these companies betting that, you know, everyone riding the subway or waiting in line at the store, they're going to check out little 10-minute snippets of all kinds of different stuff, and there's the more the merrier?
Well, there's a bunch of different corporate concerns that are coming together. On the one hand, there's a sense that there's a desire amongst the consumer to have immediate access. That's one thing. Then you have all these media companies that were looking at Netflix's success. And Netflix was getting to the point where it was going to become the Google of television and dominate the market in a way that a lot of other platforms that make television were uncomfortable with. And so Disney says, well, you know, why should we be providing our programs to Netflix when all they're going to do is use it to rule the industry in a way that would disadvantage us? And then NBC says, well, hey, that's a good idea. So all of a sudden, you have all these different companies deciding to make their own streaming services so that they can keep Netflix in check in one way, and so that they can also fully realize their potential as media companies in another. And the result for consumers is that you've got all this content and all these services coming at you in a rush. Over the next year, it's going to be a blizzard of material.
A blizzard of material and new content. I mean, is the industry expecting people to sort of sign up for multiple streaming services to access their favorite shows?
So what I think will probably happen is that your average consumer will have a mainstay streaming service or two or three that they always subscribe to, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon. Then there will be the smaller streaming services that have some things that they're interested in. So CBS All Access has a lot of new Star Trek series. They have one called Discovery. They have a new one called Picard that's coming. They have a third one that's coming after that. So when those series are in new episodes, you might join CBS All Access for a month or two, watch all the stuff you're interested in, and then drop it so you're not constantly paying that subscription fee. People are going to have to prioritize.
Eric, HBO already has this streaming service, HBO Go. Now they're adding this HBO Max, which I guess will offer more options. But are these new companies that are coming in and trying to stop Netflix from being the Google of TV, are they all going to just undercut Netflix's prices, offer discounts and deals?
Well, I think the first thing to know is that HBO Max is going to be different than the other HBO online services, HBO Go and HBO Now. But those two, what I've been told from people inside the company, they're going to stay the way they are. So if you have one of those, it's going to be the same. And I wouldn't be surprised with HBO Max if we wouldn't see a combo price where you could, if you already have one of the other streaming services or you already have HBO through your cable subscriber, that they'll give you some kind of deal to get HBO Max, because mainly what they want you to do is to subscribe. And HBO Max is going to have all of these channels that are under the ownership of AT&T. And so it's going to be TNT, it's going to be CNN, it's going to be TBS, a lot more content than you'll get than if you just subscribe to HBO Go or HBO Now.
Eric, you got to watch this stuff for a living. How concerned are you of, you know, the issue of diminished quality, that there's going to be so much content that some of it's just going to be, you know, people nailing each other to the wall or something?
Well, what's fortunate about this moment is that a high-quality television is what people seem to be interested in. The audience wants television that could be confused for a movie. They're made with stars. They're made with high production values, very sophisticated storytelling. I don't think we're going to get this flood of terrible content, but the law of averages in television is that you make a lot of stuff that's not so good to get something that's really good. But that's the price you pay as more and more of this content is coming. You know, Disney's got a streaming service. Then we're going to see HBO Max in spring of 2020. And then NBC is going to have a streaming service next summer. And they're going to have original content. They're going to bring back some shows that have been canceled, like AP Bio, and do new episodes of them. And they're also going to take The Office from Netflix and have it on that service. So there's going to be a lot out there.
Wow. We will be watching some of it. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Like I say, I get paid to watch all the terrible stuff, so you don't have to.
We appreciate it. Good to talk, as always.
Thank you.